So I gotta ask, have you guys done? Oh, sorry, I should say Ben, by the way. I'm Rob, and that's Vicky. We're
Hey, Rob.
not just a
Nice
phase,
to
and
meet you.
thank you guys for coming to chat, of course. Have you guys done podcasts before?
We've done like one. I think Eric and I did. It's like Kellen's Petty Talk Show.
I don't
But
know if I've heard of them.
that's like the only one we've done. Oh no, and then the Jamie or Kay one, if our friend Jamie's podcast did pretty early on.
Okay. Yeah, I know Jamie's podcast. That's cool.
But I forget about that because Jamie's just like a dude I've known for like ever now.
Yeah.
So
Oh,
I like
okay.
forget that we did his podcast.
Oh, you guys are just like homies before he had the pod going?
Yeah, you know what? I met Jamie through a mutual friend, and then we were just hanging out one day, and he starts mentioning his podcast. I went, dude, I think I've listened to your podcast. So I was like, the more I hear you talk about it, the more I'm pretty sure I've listened to it, and then we became like better friends.
Oh, that's cool. I've never met the man, but I've definitely heard a few of his podcasts.
Are you guys in separate cities, states at the moment?
We're in like Ben and I live about like 40 minutes away from each other.
Yeah. Are you in Whittier, Lemus?
Yeah, I'm in Whittier right now.
For sure. Yeah, I'm like maybe half an hour north.
Yeah. Not too bad. Everybody in our band, for the most part, is in the same state except our guitarist, Alex, who lives in New York.
Oh, how'd you meet up?
We met him on our first like US tour that we ever did, and he was playing drums in one of the other bands we played with. And then we just became like super good friends. Our drummer had like an emergency and had to go home, so he ended up filling in for us for like half that tour, like on the fly. And after that, we're like, if we ever need another member, it's Alex. And it totally just worked out.
And how do you meet up
Yeah,
with
that was.
rehearsals and stuff?
Dude, he's crazy. He's like flown in for rehearsal.
I mean, I do that too because I'm from Rome. The rest of my band is from Milan. That's opposite sides of the nation. So I travel for rehearsals too. It's not like I don't,
Ooh.
but that's even further away.
That's really cool though.
That's crazy.
Mean,
That is
keeping
crazy. I didn't know that, Vicky.
pause. Because I used to live in Milan and then I moved back. But
Right.
still, I want the fucking band. It's not like I'm quitting because I moved cities.
That's
That's
real.
real.
Yeah, priorities. I respect that.
I feel like it's kind of easier than ever to do that though, because you can kind of just, I don't know, like send demos back and forth
Yeah.
with like Dropbox and like playthroughs on, videos and like you can make a band work. You don't have to live in the same state anymore.
Definitely not for like recording or like even writing. The only thing that's kind of missing is that sometimes you do need like a good rehearsal,
Yeah,
especially
absolutely.
if you have to go and play someplace, you kind of need that rehearsal before you go, just in case.
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
other than that,
definitely. So you're not just winging it.
yeah. But you guys are not on tour right now.
No, thank God. We
No.
go on tour in like a month and a half.
Was gonna say it's coming up, right? I do have that in my questions list. You guys are going out with Anxious?
Yeah, it's gonna be cool.
Fuck yeah, I love Anxious so much. God damn. They're
Anyway,
so
I
good.
see a little greenhouse behind you.
Oh yeah, I had them on the podcast in season one.
That's awesome.
And I am still flexing it because they just keep getting better and better.
That new record is gonna be amazing.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. The singles have been amazing so far.
We asked them to be back for round two.
Yeah, I think their inbox got a little busier since the last time we've spoken with them.
Dude,
Just kind
I
of
can
has.
only imagine.
I'm
For
sure,
real, though.
yeah.
Or they're probably like, well, you have to see if my manager could book time or whatever, right? Kind of thing. Might be too busy to just directly talk to us common folk now. Ladies and gentlemen, trans and no. That's all right. Just cough through my intro. It's not important. It's cool.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's totally fine. I'll do it. I'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, trans and non-binary punks of all ages and denominations, welcome back to another episode of Not Just a Phase. Thank you for joining us in our fifth season. If you're new here, let me get this out of the way really quick. Occasionally, I tweet some nonsense on Twitter at NJAP Worldwide, and we're online at notjustaphase.net. We're on Instagram, Tinder, Bumble, OnlyFans, Threads, TikTok, Substack, YouTube, and finally Patreon. At Not Just a Phase Worldwide. There's some bonus content there, video podcast, some news behind the scenes on the Patreon. If you would like to join for free, please do so. If you want to support the expansion of the blog and the podcast, you can do that as well. That would be appreciated. Shout out to our partners at Blanco Media, who are also the gentlemen from Medulla Lunar. Make sure you check out their company for video editing needs and check out their band as well because they are excellent. So, as always, if you're looking to get onto the blog spot or the podcast, or if you have any press inquiries whatsoever, please shoot us an email at notjustaphasesubmissions@gmail.com. Vicky is back on the mic today with me to co-host this very special episode. She's a published, wow, fuck. She's a published music journalist and vocalist for Rescue Cat and Nukes Over Last Summer. When she's not playing music, she's talking about it on podcasts or she's booking shows out in Rome. You can check out everything she's cooking up on her Instagram. Should be attached in the bio here somewhere. And so, welcome back, Vicky. Thanks for joining us as always.
That was so smooth. I'm so jealous because now I'm gonna fuck it up and it's such a mouthful. Okay. Today I'm beyond excited to have some personal favorites on the pod. They come from Southern California, and if a good pop punk jam made by hardcore kids is what you're into, then they're probably on your 2024 year end list already. They were freshly signed to Pure Noise Records. Their latest EP, Songs to Remember You By, is a hard hitting collection of tracks packed with force, feeling, and lyrics to finger point and scream along to. So we're gonna dive into their journey. We're gonna ask about some stories behind the music and what the future holds. So let's fucking go. Welcome. How are you? How you doing? What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Yo, what's up? Pleasure to be here.
Hi, this is Lemus from Stateside, and you're listening to Since Last Season on Not Just a Phase.
Thank you. For the listeners, please just state your name, what role you play in the band, real quick.
My name's Lemus and I sing.
I'm Ben. I play bass guitar.
Okay, so do you by chance listen to any other podcasts in your free time?
Dude, I used to be way more of a podcast person, but it's when I worked like a warehouse job. Lately, I find myself that the only podcasts that I find myself listening to are like by this company called Q Code. It's just like storytelling. That's a really about it for me.
Like for any stories or something specific?
They do like a bunch of like fully scripted, like it's almost like a TV show, but it's just audio with like immersive sounds and stuff. I got into it like a year ago and I haven't been able to like stop listening to like the stuff they put out. It's just like a bunch of fiction. I know some of it's like retellings of I think a couple stories that were on like Reddit or something like that.
Cool. All right. What about
That's
yourself,
like my
Ben?
jam.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to podcasts occasionally. I think it's mostly about like when I want to deep dive on a topic. I've been really into like music production podcasts. I guess the past couple weeks I've been trying to deep dive on Sean O'Keefe. He's producer. He did like the first Fall Out Boy record, which I love, and I kind of wanted to like learn more about his story and his style, so I was like finding a bunch of podcasts about him. And yeah, I mean I think it's, you know, it's been dope.
Do you do any of the production on the band?
Yeah, I mean I did the first, our like first demo recorded. I recorded that one. Whenever we, you know, like write new music and demo it out, it's done here by me. And then we'll take that to our producer and then, you know, kind of rework it for the studio. But yeah, I mean I think I have like a little bit of a hand in it.
That's
Now,
cool.
did you ever listen to any of the previous episodes of this podcast? We always ask, don't worry. It's always no.
Yeah, I have not,
I have not.
unfortunately.
I have not yet.
Everyone gets so choked, like, shit, should I have listened to it? Like, no, nobody. They people just agree to doing podcasts and they never check it out beforehand, from what I've discovered so far.
Feel like as you were saying that, I was like, man, maybe that would have been a good idea to like see like what it is and like prepare or something, but it didn't even cross my mind.
That's awesome. Yeah, you never know what you're walking into, eh? We could be like, I don't know. I got nothing creative, but you could be walking into some horrible PR disaster, outside of like music, what kind of hobbies and passions are occupying your guys your free time when you're not writing and touring and such?
I mean, I work full time as a barber, so when I'm home, I've been trying to really like lock in and work. Other than that, man, I'm pretty simple. It's just been like going to the gym, hanging out with my girlfriend, and like been trying to watch more movies, stay in more.
So, where exactly are you guys from?
I'm from like Norwalk, California, which is like kind of like the Long Beach, Whittier area, like outside of Los Angeles.
I'm from Monrovia, which is a little bit north. But we're both in LA County, so like the kind of greater LA area.
What are you doing in your free time, Ben? We didn't get an answer out of you.
Oh,
Outside
I
of music,
mean,
I mean, like, yeah.
I'm pretty simple, honestly. I mean, I honestly I watch a lot of YouTube. I like learning things. I feel like I'm always watching some videos about history or science or some other nonsense on YouTube. I mean, if I'm not working on stateside music, I'm probably working on like either another side project of mine or recording someone else's band. I feel like music does take up a lot of my life. I'm fortunate to say that. Also,
No, I mean,
coffee.
is what it is.
I
Same.
love coffee.
No one loves coffee more than Ben. I think that might be a fact.
Eric's up there.
What's your order?
Yeah.
My go-to recently has been a cortado and then an Americano. Either iced or hot, depending on the day.
Simple yet
Yes, straight up.
Of
Thanks for having us.
course.
Can't fuck with the
So,
classics.
since you guys more or less, except for your drummer who's from New York, come from more or less the same scene, is there any shout outs to venues, bands, workers, projects that you currently
Yeah,
fuck with?
I think I'd give a shout out to Quarantine Productions from Long Beach. That's our boy Amiro. He throws like every good Long Beach show. More bands have been going to him, and I think he's doing a great job of building up a scene where there hadn't been one for quite a while. So I'd give a shout out to Amiro, Major Payne, Kenny, and all of the program kids. Super awesome. Our scene is doing amazing right now, I think.
Yeah, same. Those are all dope shout outs. Shout out Anxious, good friends. They've been on this podcast before. We love Anxious.
Yeah, they're all right.
Speaking of which,
Were you going there, Vicky, or?
it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Well, you said speaking of which, I thought you were cutting in there. All good, all good.
Yeah.
I was curious, you guys like just recently signed to Pure Noise. So how did that like go down?
Yeah.
Congrats, by the way, also.
Oh,
Like sick
thank you.
label. Yeah.
Yo, thank
Thank
you
you.
so much.
Stoked. That kind of all happened this last March of 2024. We went on like a 2.5 week tour with One Step Closer, Anxious, and Koyo. And it just kind of all happened after that. Like on the way home, I think we just played in front of, I don't know if the right people was even the right is the right way to say it, but it seemed like we got a lot of people's like attention around that time. And luckily we ended up with like Jake from Pure Noise having an interest in us. And we got home and the conversations kind of immediately started of like, hey, they're interested in working with us. And of course, we were interested right away of working with them. And we're super grateful. It's been awesome.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, that's a crazy lineup, Koyo, Anxious, and One Step, that's and then you guys as well. Like that's a mental little run.
Dude, it was so fun. It was one of those things where it's like, I already liked all those bands, and going into this band, the more we were taking it seriously and playing more shows, we're like, oh, it'd be really cool to play a show with all those bands separately at some point if it's possible. And it happened all at once, which was even better.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm super jealous that you just get to see them for free every night for what was it, a couple weeks you guys were?
Yeah, like 2.5 weeks. It
Yeah,
kind of
okay.
flew by, man.
I bet. I bet. That's
Yeah,
wild. Like I
that was a crazy 2.5 weeks. Like it did fly by, like you said, but it was also like it was mad eventful, to put it lightly.
That's awesome. I've seen you guys play on bills like with bands like you got Sea Space Cowboy, Stick to Your Guns, The Warriors. I believe I saw More to Pride on one of the show flyers as well. Like you guys have played with so many different bands within like all different subgenres and different styles of hardcore, which is it's perfect. Like you're a perfect band for mixed bills. Do you guys like consider yourselves hardcore fans playing pop punk music for
Damn,
your
that's
style
a.
or
Oh, I'm so sorry. I think it cut out a little bit. What was that?
I was wondering, like, because you guys play with so many hardcore bands and hardcore adjacent sounding bands and stuff. Do you guys consider yourselves hardcore fans writing pop punk music or pop punk kids who just like got into the hardcore adjacent scene with that world? Like,
Damn, that's a good way to put that. I think we're hardcore kids through and through. At the end of the day, we just like all grew up play or like not playing this kind of music, but listening to this kind of music. Like even when the band started, it was Eric and I having a discussion over the starting line at work, and being like, "Oh, I always wanted to be in a band like that," and being like, "Yeah, why don't we do that?" And then all the puzzle pieces came together to do it. But we're just hardcore kids who grew up listening to that sort of styles, pop punk, alt rock, and just we're like, it'd just be fun to just like jam something like that every once in a while.
I feel like that shows. That's why I was curious, like if you guys came from the hardcore world and were writing pop punk or whatever, because like it just transfers through the music with that energy. And like I said, all the bands you guys can play with, like there's very few pop punk bands that are going to be playing the kind of bills you guys are playing, right?
Yeah,
So it's
I
very
appreciate
cool.
that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with all that. I remember at the time, I think we were all playing in different hardcore bands. Eric and I were in a band together, and then we were actually so Eric, me, Eric, and then our first guitar player, Daniel. We were all in another band. I think Kai was in a hardcore band or two. And Lemus, were you in a band at that point?
I was like in a metalcore band.
Yeah, like we were, that's right, you were in Serenity at that point. Yeah, we were all in either hardcore or metalcore projects, and then we were just like, let's just do a pop punk band for fun. And we had no idea that it would like become a real tangible thing. Kind of unexpected.
Yeah, I thought only my friends were gonna like it, so I'm glad that anybody seems to have liked it.
I was wondering, since like even like in the aesthetic of it and the whole like vibe you went with is very like both nostalgic and blissful somehow. It kind of taps into the average 90s childhood dream. I was wondering if pop punk was actually your gateway into music at all, or you started with more like punk or hardcore adjacent stuff.
I think for me, I started with like kind of more metal because my dad's super into like AC/DC and Black Sabbath. But luckily, I lived with like an older cousin whose jam was like From First to Last and all those like early Warped Tour bands in like 2002. And I think that was like where I was like, oh, what's that? I got super like sucked into that world pretty quickly as a kid. But I didn't know it was like alternative music. I didn't really understand what it was yet. It was just, I just thought it looked cool and it sounded cool.
For
What about
me, it was
yourself, Ben?
like, yeah. Oh, sorry, cut everybody off here.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah.
For me, I think my first taste of that was as a kid, like hearing stuff on the radio, because my parents played a lot of like classic rock, new wave. So I grew up listening to like The Cure and The Smiths and like Van Halen and Bruce Springsteen, but like, I'd be in the car and my parents would be playing like the rock radio station. There'd be like Jimmy Eat World and Sum 41 and Fall Out Boy coming on the radio. And it's like I didn't really know what I was hearing at the time, but then as I got older, like I kind of rediscovered Fall Out Boy and like I fell in love with them. And then I kind of started digging into like 80s like thrash metal and then punk and then like ska stuff. And I don't know, as it's like as I kept digging into the music, I kept finding more and more stuff I liked. And then I found hardcore and I was like, wow, this is exactly what I've wanted. And then I kind of came full circle again. I started finding like the 90s emo, the early 2000s pop punk and the post-hardcore stuff, and it all just like I was like, wow, this is it for me. Like I just really enjoy this stuff.
Did you say your parents were listening to like Fall Out Boy and shit? Am I just super old or are you guys super young? Because
No,
that threw me for a loop there.
they just like it's like they would just have like the radio station on, like, I don't know, the classic rock or like the modern rock station. And I remember I must have been like 5 or 6 years old, and I think I remember hearing like Bleed American, like the big hits from those bands, because this is back in like the early 2000s when like rock bands are getting radio hits, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, that
So
checks
it
out.
was kind of like coincidental, but they didn't put me on to that stuff.
Okay. I was mentioning before, like, you guys have played with a lot of big names in your career so far, which hasn't been like a super long career yet. Is there a band that you guys haven't played with yet, though, that you're trying to get off the checklist you'd love to share the stage with?
Oh man, I feel like there's so many that I could name that are like that is like the top of like you know what I mean like on almost unrealistic. I could be like I want to play with Jimmy Eat World,
That'd be sick.
and it's like yeah of course, but
Yeah.
it's kind of hard because we are crossing off so many bands that I like would have loved to play with years ago. You know, it's almost tough to name. I want to play with Terror at some point, I think. I feel like
Nice.
every hardcore, I feel like that's almost a rite of passage, just like a up and coming hardcore band is to get on a gig with Terror. Think that might be it for me.
I'd honestly love to play with, like, I think Scowl would be a lot of fun. I'd love to play with Scowl. They've I'm like really into their kind of newest collection of music. Like the newest stuff they've been putting out is more like rock focused. I think it's really awesome. And like, I mean, I've like been around, you know, those people for years and remember like their old bands and stuff, and like they've always been super cool. I think it'd be really, really cool to have like a full circle and like play a gig with them.
It would also be a good fit, I think, with their newer sound. It would be nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you wrap?
Oh, I know. I just messaged you asking if you wanted to ask that question. You guys, like I said, you've been playing with so many big names at a rapid pace too. And you guys are going back on tour with Anxious kicking off in the spring. Where are you guys most excited to be going on this next run?
I think we're going to Detroit again, and I love Detroit, dude. I'm excited to go there. I just want the food, to be honest. I like the food
Okay.
spots out there.
Where are you excited to hit in Detroit? I've never heard too many good things about Detroit, so this is new to me, the food, I guess.
Dude, there's a spot, Lafayette Coney Island, that just it's simple. You go in, there's
Oh
like
my
four old men who have
God.
worked there for 50 years, and they look at you and they're kind of mean, and I respect that. And you get like either a chili cheese hot dog, or like they put like the chili between two buns. I don't remember what it's called off the top of my head right now, but it's delicious. And you get it in like 30 seconds. It's pretty direct. I love that place.
Are they of Italian descent by any chance?
They have to be. I don't really understand them.
They sound like
Yeah,
it. I'm just
they're kind of mean, dude. I love it though.
gonna
I really respect how mean they are to me.
lie. You come for the service, eh? You get a chili dog with a bit of a mean mug and you're into it. Like,
Yeah, it just feels right in my soul. Like I'm like, yeah, I was supposed to be here.
that's honestly like one of the marks of a great like food establishment or like a street food kind of place is like if you go in, they're just like, okay, what do you want? Tell me, you
Like they
know?
just don't give a fuck about your customer experience. They're like, just get your order, get your food.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like the food is what counts, you know what I mean? Like they make awesome food. It's like the service is like whatever. But it's like the food is what matters. And that's what I
Yeah, there's this
respect.
I agree. There's this local spot out here somebody just took me to, and if you look at all the Yelp reviews, it's like, yeah, the food's incredible, but the service is horrible. And I think it's like every review says that. And I'm like, you know what? The service doesn't need to be that good, man. The food speaks for itself.
Absolutely. That's what matters, you know.
So, can you give me a best and worst tour memory so far?
Oh my God. There's like so many. I think for me, the best would probably be it was on the CU Space Cowboy Tour last summer, and we had like two off days in a row in New York City, and so it was just it was like us, it was like the stateside crew, and then one of the nights the guys from Omerita joined us, but we were just like fucking off in New York City for like 2 days straight. It was awesome. It was honestly so much fun. Like every tour, I look forward to visiting New York. It's I just love that city. It's awesome.
2 days off, that's luxury these days.
Yeah, honestly, with the way some of the tours are routed, it's like sometimes it's just every off day is like a driving day, so it's not actually an off day. Like, because you're not getting any proper relaxation, you're just in the van. And then for the worst, probably the past tour we did, where we had like a van accident. We like slid off the road in the middle of the night. It was like a snowstorm. That was pretty bad.
Wait, you guys crashed the van?
Yeah, we did. That was gonna be my worst memory as well. It was like it was 3 in the morning, and I was asleep. From my perspective, I was asleep, and I wake up to Ben going, "Oh no, it's happening!" and someone yelling, "Hold on!" as we start sliding into a ditch. We just like slid on snow and like had to like wait 1.5 hours to get picked up, and I also then immediately found out that Donald Trump won the election, which doubled down to how bad that was.
Jesus.
So the, oh my God, it's happening could be applied for just anything
Yeah,
going on in that moment.
it was the urgency in his voice, like, oh no, it's happening. And then,
That's
hold on, I've
terrifying.
never jumped up so fast.
Yeah, I was okay, so at the time, so I was driving, and then Alex was up with me in the passenger seat. It was probably like 2, maybe 2:30, and we were going north on the I-25 through like southern Colorado, and it started to snow. It was like a real kind of like it wasn't like a dry powdery snow. It was like pretty wet. And so the thing that happens is when you have like the first like half inch of snow, it can create this like slick on the road. And it can get really, really dangerous. And so the snow had been going for maybe like not even 45 minutes at the time we started to slide, but we did slide for like maybe half a second a little bit previous, like maybe 20 minutes before. Me and Alex looked at each other, and then I like slowed down. And but after that, I was like in the back of my head, I'm like, oh my God, we could
You got a feeling there.
easily end up like one of the many van accidents, because it's like Colorado's notorious for that. And so it was like already in the back of my head. So we're like going down a hill, and I started losing control, and I couldn't steer anymore. And I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And I just like kind of said it absentmindedly. I'm like, oh my God, it's happening. And then
Did
it
you
was like,
get like damage to Did you crash the van? Was the van like
No, actually, I mean, there was no significant damage. We kind of just slid off into like a little ditch. It was like a, like kind of like a shallow ditch. And the van didn't roll, it was still upright. Trailer was still attached. But I mean, it could have easily been worse. We're kind of lucky the place we slid into was like pretty shallow, like I said, but not maybe like 500 feet, you know, forward. The ditch got like a lot steeper. So had we gone there, the van would have probably rolled and things could have been a lot worse. But I'm happy that everybody made it out okay, and you know, the van didn't sustain any damage. Because I
Goes
mean,
around.
as
I wasn't very relaxing.
no, it was we waited for AAA. They got there like maybe 2 hours later, pulled us out, thankfully, and we tried to continue, started sliding again, and we just pulled off to the nearest exit, went to a hotel, and it was and then had a pretty rough night trying to sleep, so
Good call. Stay safe out there.
yeah.
Yeah, that was terrifying. It was a scary night, but everything's good now.
What about happy memories? Because that's awful. I mean, best case scenario though, nobody got hurt, so
Yeah, totally. That was best case scenario for sure. I was gonna say, I thought Ben was actually gonna say my exact same like happy memory too, because it also involved the Omerta guys on the Space Cowboy tour. But on one of the off days, we ended up at the same hotel, and they helped us film the music video for a 30-mile stretch while we're all at the hotel together. And that's like my favorite tour memory ever. I absolutely love Omerta and all the dudes in that band.
yeah, that's probably my like maybe second. That's like a close second. That was a really fun day. Just like running through the halls in Halloween masks, and the staff is like giving us weird looks, like, what the fuck are these guys doing? We thought we were gonna get like kicked out at one point.
Yeah, what was
Cause
the
we
creative direction for that? Just
honestly, Scooby-Doo. We were like, how do we
nice.
Scooby-Doo this?
I was wondering what the inspiration was, and then you brought it up, and that makes perfect sense.
Another drop of another
Did we
Yeah.
ever have Naruto on the podcast? What?
Did we ever have Scooby-Doo on the podcast? No, not yet. I didn't hear what, I actually didn't hear what you said, but
Did we ever have Naruto on the show?
no, we haven't. No.
Everyone says nice things, so I have FOMO about them being fun.
That's true. They've been mentioned on the show a few times, actually. Yeah. It's definitely not the first time.
They're the
That's very
best.
cool.
I'm not surprised. They're like, I've never clicked with people as fast as I clicked with those guys. It's awesome.
That's dope. That's good. You guys got some friends. I mean, you've played so many bands by now, and you've done some like guest vocal spots in the past. Like you had I believe Rochelle, the pronunciation from Ankle Biter, was jumping on a track with y'all. Are you guys looking to do more vocal guest spots in the future? And if you could get anybody, realistic or unrealistic, who would you want to have hop on a track for a vocal?
Dude, if I could have anybody on a vocal feature, man, there's a lot that comes to mind, but I really want and wanted Justin Pierre from Motion City soundtrack. That's like really high up there for me, just as like that would just fulfill like some childhood dream or something.
I could see that working really well too.
Yeah.
Like with the sound for sure. That'd be very cool.
I'd love to have like Sonny Moore.
I
From
wish.
formerly from First to Last, I guess currently Skrillex.
Yeah, a lesser known artist, you know, Skrillex, really underground.
You may have heard of him.
Probably not, though.
No.
Dude, I couldn't even imagine like what it costs to like work with that guy. It's probably ridiculous.
Yeah,
Good for him.
it's probably a pipe dream, but it is still a dream.
Well, I said it could be unrealistic. I mean, if you could pick anybody, right? That's the
Yeah.
whole. That would be cool, though. That'd be cool for sure. So,
Yeah.
like, yeah, go ahead, Luna. Sorry.
Oh, I think I was just gonna answer because you asked if we have any plans to have guest vocals in the future. I
Oh,
think there
yeah.
was like talks here and there about maybe having one or two people, but I don't think most of it really came to fruition. I think we have like just one spot.
Oh, but something that's already like recorded and coming up kind of thing?
It's going to be recorded soon. We're in the process of tracking our LP right now.
Hell yeah. That's cool. So presumably it will be out this year if all goes well with recording and vinyl maybe. I don't know how much you guys can say, but depending
Yeah,
what
I
the
don't
plan
really
is, yeah.
know. Sorry about that. I don't really know a timeline on when it would be out, but I'm thinking this year, I hope.
Yeah, same. That'd be very cool. That'd be very cool. With so many bands, like with you guys having a nostalgic sound and a lot of bands like reuniting recently, is there any band that like hasn't done a reunion yet that you guys are still holding your breath and waiting for? Gets tougher to answer this question literally every time I ask it because I don't know who hasn't done a reunion yet.
The Beatles, but who cares?
I think they're missing a member or two, Vicky. I don't know if they could. They'd have to replace
Bongo,
a.
Mongo, who gives a fuck?
Imagine.
All right. I have one, but it's like a band nobody cares about.
Perfect. Let's hear it.
There's this band. I think they were originally from Connecticut, and then they relocated to San Diego in California in the early 2000s, called Counterfeit. They have like one LP, and I think maybe they played like one Warped Tour, but I love that band so much. If I could see them, I'd be stoked. They're never getting back together. That's one I'm almost certain of, but I would be very happy if they chose to.
Counterfeit?
Yeah, it's Counterfeit, and it's spelled like Counterfeit. Oh
Yeah.
no, F it's spelled FIT.
Oh, I was gonna say that is how you spell counterfeit, so it's spelled differently. FIT.
Yeah, it's spelled incorrectly. That's what I was trying to remember.
Okay, yeah. I definitely have not heard them. What do
Dude,
they play, like
it
pop
honestly
punk or?
rocks. It's like pretty cool, like emo rock stuff. Super worth the time.
It's like I'd compare them to kind of like Mineral or maybe like the Get Up Kids.
Oh,
It's
cool.
pretty like chill emo. Like it's like kind of like clean guitar stuff. It's really good though.
It was
It's
just
really,
in
really good.
99, and then they disbanded in 2004. So it makes sense that they sound
Yeah,
like that.
pretty short-lived.
That's how you know they slap.
Yeah, straight up. I think their singer just does like bar gigs now. I think he does like some sort of country-esque music. Good for him, dude. I don't know. I want Counterfeit back though.
What about yourself, Ben? Is there any dream reunion you're thinking of?
Dude, honestly, I have a couple. I ironically, there's a band called Killing the Dream. It's a hardcore band from the early 2000s that's from the Bay Area that I would die to see, honestly. They're like one of my favorites. I don't think it'll ever happen, but you
That
know.
band I do know, that would be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I Allegiance just announced like a comeback show, so and I think they shared members at one point. I don't know. Who's to say?
Oh man, you never know who's going to reunite next, honestly.
I'd love to also see this one. I'm pretty sure will never happen, but like a Seven Angels, Seven Plagues original lineup, like original lineup.
Oh, that'd be nutty.
Yeah, but there's like so much, like drama or beef between the members. I don't think it would ever happen. There's been like, I know they've had versions of lineups. Or they had like someone come on stage and like Misery Signals would do like a Seven Angels song. I know that's happened in the past, but I don't think there has ever been a proper like original lineup reunion. But people are really into that band again now, so
That's true. There was like
don't know.
a Marauder, Seven Angels, and was Unbroken Wings throwback recently.
Wait, say that again. Was that a
That's kind of like the three like comeback repopularized bands.
Oh,
Part
yeah, absolutely.
it has to do with Hardlore podcast.
Yeah.
They kind of put them back on the map for some of the younger people, but I think those are both like solid choices.
Yeah,
It's
it's really crazy to see what's like what the kids think is cool nowadays. On Broken Wings is definitely unexpected.
Oh, they're so sick, though. Are you kidding me?
I
Oh,
have no
absolutely,
idea
but
how old you guys are, so I can't really like pinpoint.
that's a good point, actually.
I'm 28.
I'm 25.
Oh, Come on, you're my age. Stop.
True, but there's like 18, 19, 20-year-olds who like found On Broken Wings through TikTok.
Yeah, that sucks,
And
eh?
that's like crazy, crazy to me. I think I found them probably at the same age, but I was just like digging on like either YouTube or Spotify or something like that.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I saw there was a comment. There was an On Broken Wings live set, and I want to say it was on Starscream where they have the clap breakdown. And somebody
Yeah.
had a comment that was like, "What is this clapping shit in the scene? Shit's so whack now. Like this is a song from 05, idiot. Fucking just because you found it yesterday. Like shit's so whack now. Okay, dude.
Kids on my phone.
Yeah, Eureka of New
They're
Jack,
clapping.
buddy. That's funny as
Yeah,
hell."
it's crazy. I mean,
Okay.
people forget that like a lot of the like trends have been around for longer than they have, you know what I mean? Like claps before the breakdowns. I mean, the first that comes to mind with that is like Enter Shikari,
Oh
the
God.
one song by them that everybody knows.
I was gonna say it's the only song I know. You're is it You're Not a Winner or whatever?
Yeah, sorry, not a winner.
You're sorry you're not a winner, that's it.
Yeah.
And that's the only song I've ever heard by them. Truthfully.
It's a dope song. I mean, I
Yeah.
really love that band. I had like a really strong connection with that band like when I was a teenager. I saw them a few times, but that first record is like a really dope like later era metalcore record. They have like the trance synths and stuff. Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's kind of goofy like looking back on it. Like when I listen to that stuff today, I'm like, oh, this is like, if I heard this today for the first time, I probably wouldn't love it, but it's kind of like a carryover from when I was 14, so I still revisit.
Okay, now we're gonna ask around a few silly questions and then we're gonna give our last shout outs and then we're gonna be done. So first one, what's the most illegal or dangerous thing you've ever done in your life without like getting any of you guys in trouble, but anything that you can disclose?
Oh man.
Oh no, Liam's gonna have a good one.
Don't incriminate yourself. You guys gotta cross borders, right? So
That's what I'm saying. I don't think there's like anything I could like say. Okay, no, I'll say with leaving details out, but there was like a
you
phase in
go.
my life where me and a particular group of friends, we had a hobby of staying out till like 3 or 4 in the morning and breaking into like complexes, like apartment complexes, and just like finding our way into like pools or hot tubs, like all the time at just like hours that we should not have been out. And that was like a solid like year and a half, 2 years of that. That was like weekly. It was awesome.
What'd you do? Just swim?
Yeah, we weren't like robbing anybody. We just wanted to use their amenities.
Good.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Honestly, I don't even know. I'm kind of the wrong person to ask for that because I was always like a goody two shoes when I was younger, and like I really just didn't do anything. I honestly don't have like any stories like that from my.
What about dangerous? I mean, aside of driving in some very unpleasant conditions, you've probably done something a little risque. He's really reaching for it.
Dude, I don't know. Maybe like I feel like this one's kind of like semi-common, but like just texting while driving, I'm like, it's like a really bad habit of mine.
Yeah.
And the rest of the
Nah, dude,
bands, the rest of the band
hold
really
up.
doesn't like that one.
Dude,
Ben isn't texting while driving. Ben is scrolling through Twitter and responding to tweets while driving.
Oh, that's next
Yeah, bro.
level.
Hell no. There was one point that we're going through like some storm and I was like, yo, I need you to get off of Twitter. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're like seeing me like reply to stuff. Like I'm in the driver's seat and they're in the back seat and like seeing new tweets pop up, and they're like, "Dude, what the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Yo, my bad."
Yeah, that's a little more extreme than just texting.
Is like Twitter beef or just keeping up with society? Do you get in full blown like arguments?
No, well, I mean, back this was like a couple years ago, that like that happened. I don't anymore. I'm not really on Twitter that much anymore, but I mean, back then I would get in arguments and stuff, but yeah, it's more just the boredom. Like it's really boring driving 6 hours, and I just get like really restless, and I need some sort of like stimulation.
I'm surprised you're not hitting up YouTube, just learning some things on the road, because you said you're
I
always.
honestly I would, but
Lemus is shaking his head. He's not laughing with me here. He's not.
Dude, I was just thinking about him tweeting while driving.
He looked so unhappy.
Dude, honestly, I think I would prefer like YouTube deep dive. I kind of do that while I drive now sometimes. Like, I'll just put on like a YouTube video I saved and I'll just have it playing out loud.
Yo,
But,
what were you playing on
sorry.
the last tour with Eric? You guys were it was like a crime, something about like a crime. Was it like a
Yeah.
podcast or something?
Dude, I think we, him and I went on a deep dive talking about that true crime podcast Serial. And then I started telling him about this one called Up and Vanish that I like used to love. I think I made him play the first episode.
Man,
Yeah,
we're in the wrong business. Everyone's listening to true crime podcasts. I'm done with bands. Fuck it. I want to get famous. I want to do a true crime pod so we can get some listeners and some
dude,
clout.
they're huge, bro. Have you seen that show Crime Junkie? People love that shit.
Yeah, that and like I call it like murder porn. Like people just
Yeah.
like love reading about murders and serial killers and shit. Like it's a huge trend for everybody. I don't know how, but
Yeah.
wild. Well, another one of our goofier questions we ask near the end that really doesn't have fuck all to do with music, but assuming neither of you are pacifists, if you could punch any one person in the face as hard as you can, and they just kind of have to take it, zero repercussions, who would you punch and why, obviously?
Randy Newman.
All right. I mean, there's plenty of reasons, but I want to
I'm just not a, I don't like his music and not a fan of his work.
hear yours. Really? Is
Yeah, you know
it
what, dude? I think I gotta do this one. I don't know. I think he just has it coming. There's something about him.
okay. Didn't he do like the Toy Story theme song? I feel like that's Randy Newman, right?
Yeah, that's Randy Newman.
That song bangs.
No.
What? Did you not have a childhood,
Dude,
Vicky? Fuck you. Toy Story rules. That song's awesome. Just no. That's a good song.
that's also a good pick for the.
Oh,
And I
yeah.
feel like he had it in him before you knew about the question.
Yeah, that was quick. I don't think anyone's picked Randy Newman, but like I see like, he's got punch written all over him for sure.
I feel like just one quick one for Randy Newman would settle a lot of bad things in this world.
What is Randy Newman responsible for that you fucking think he's done here? Like a lot of bad things. That's hilarious.
Old. Is he alive? Oh my God. Wait.
I had no
Yeah.
idea.
He's 81.
Oh, dude, you'd kill him.
Dude, I'm punching him at 81.
You're punching senior citizen. You don't care. You're still sticking with it? Really? You punched an 81-year-old man?
Randy Newman. He's okay. I'm coming.
Right. All right. Sticking to his guns. Jesus. Ben's still thinking.
I honestly like I don't even know if I really have one.
Yeah, not everybody's the punch one person in the face kind of person, you know? You might have too much kindness in your heart, but somebody deserves it.
In
Somebody's pissed
every
you off.
band, there's always the one who has it ready, like doesn't even think
Oh,
about it.
yeah.
And the other one who's like, I don't know, I would never anyone actually. There's always
Lemus had his answer before I finished the question.
the
It's like he was on that.
Dude, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
An old boss, maybe? Old teacher you didn't like, or
I don't know if I have one, honestly.
Damn, what's it like to live without hate in your heart? That's crazy.
You're better than me, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't. I like to spend my days thinking about things I love and not things I hate, to be honest.
Yeah,
As
no, that's
I
fair.
grow older, I'm sure there is someone I would want to punch that I can't remember right now.
The fact that you got to work for it is crazy because I'm just like, I got like 20 people on the top of my head, and I'm like, fuck, who needs it the most? Like, I'm like, yeah. Wow, good on you. Good on you. What do you guys listen to that could be considered a guilty pleasure or cringy? And if you don't believe in guilty pleasures, what do you listen to that, I don't know, maybe your bandmates rag on you for, or that I wouldn't expect that you listen to? Because I mean, you guys play pop punk,
Oh.
so obviously you don't believe in guilty pleasures because a lot of people would
Yeah.
consider pop punk to be a guilty pleasure,
Dude, I like some ska. I think a lot of people don't really rock with that.
I love ska, so yeah.
But I just went and saw Mustard Plug last week and that was pretty dope.
Sick.
I like I'm not like super knowledgeable ska, but I like a couple bands. I think a lot of people don't really rock with that.
Yeah, that's fair. Ska gets player hated on real easy and quite often. And I don't know why, because it rips and it's fun.
Because people love to hate, man. They got no joy in their heart.
That's true. That's true. If you don't like, if you're not smiling to and listening to ska music, like, you got some problems, man. And I'm an angry, hateful person and I enjoy ska. So, like, this is me judging if you know.
Ska's
Ska's dope.
dope. I'm with you.
Oh yeah, ska is dope for sure. I'm glad we're all in agreement to that, Vicky. Whether you agree or not, you've now agreed.
Yeah.
You don't
Dude,
actually listen to
yeah.
ska, do you?
I mean, I like K-pop, so who am I to judge?
True. I feel like
Dude, K-pop is awesome.
my guilty pleasure is probably like EDM, like club music. It's like it's become like my it's always like in the middle of the night on tour when I'm like really bored, and I'll throw on like I don't know, like house music or something like that. There's just something about it being like repetitive that's it's just good to drive to.
And
Like
tweet too, I guess, for that
I
matter.
not anymore, not anymore. Not anymore. But
Yeah,
like on the last tour Skrillex just dropped like two it was like 2 records back to back. I think it was last year, the year before. Really, really good stuff. And I just put those on and just like had that shit on shuffle for like a few hours, and Eric was in the passenger seat and looked over and he was like, I didn't even know you listened to this shit. Like that's really cool. And I'm like, yeah, man. I mean, it's you know. If it's good, it's good. I mean, that's all there is to
To each their own, I guess. Definitely not my thing, but I listen to ska and I listen to screamo and emo and shit. I definitely am all full of guilty pleasures and cringe. EDM's just not one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I find I, well, back when I was a teenager, I used to listen to it a lot more. Like before I found like, I don't know, hardcore and metal and stuff. Like I'm talking like maybe 12, 13 years old. And I don't go back to like the really heavy like dubstep stuff, but like the kind of like club music, house music, just kind of like, I don't know, drum and bass, like just really repetitive, kind of loopy. And then like older stuff too, like Aphex Twin is really cool. Boards of Canada, like 90s electronica is really cool stuff. It's just like I consume so much guitar music. I think it's a nice break sometimes.
Okay, so speaking of good music, if you could steal one song from another band or artist and claim it as your own, what would it be?
I like this question, by the way. It's a creative new one. Oh, we lost Lemus.
Really?
Apparently. He can reconnect, obviously. I'll just
His phone probably died, honestly.
Oh
If
shit. Yeah,
I had to guess.
looks like you're closing us out. We only got like a question or two left, I think so.
Dude. Maybe like I feel like I have like multiple different answers.
Let's hear the thought process for these multiples.
Maybe like Quiet Things by Brand New. That song fucking rocks.
Absolutely.
I mean that whole album rocks, but that song in particular is like just peak like early 2000s rock music.
Sorry, my phone overheated, I think.
Yeah,
It's
what'd
all
I
good.
say?
Yeah, you called that too, eh? Yeah.
Dude, I got like an iPhone 8, bro.
What?
This is definitely my
Yeah,
own
you
fault.
said that at the beginning.
You have an iPhone 8?
Yeah.
How does that
Yeah,
thing
dude.
even hold a battery charge? Like, how long
Oh,
does it stay charged for? 20
barely.
minutes? Like,
It gets about 30 minutes of charge at a time, you know?
dude, it's time to upgrade your phone. Like,
Yeah, dude,
are
I
you?
keep telling myself I'm gonna do this
Does
before
your
every
provider
test.
not like? They're probably like, man, you've had the same phone for like a decade at least.
Yeah, I really gotta do something about it. I think my girlfriend tells me like every week, she's like, get a new phone.
Fucking
Dude.
hilarious.
I'm in the same boat. I have an XR.
I don't know what that is. Samsung, presumably, or
It's
like an Android?
no. It's an iPhone. It's like the iPhone, one of the iPhone 10
Oh, yeah. What?
versions. So it's probably like 5 years old at this point or more.
That's
Same. I gotta
mental.
get a new one. I keep putting it off because it works like just fine enough to not be like a really intrusive problem, but then it'll like die when I'm out and I'm like, fuck. Like, I can't keep putting this off.
This episode of Not Just a Phase is brought to you by your phone provider. Please upgrade your fucking phones. Like, what?
Honestly.
Yeah, dude, I eventually will. I know that I will. I just gotta like do it, you know?
It's just gonna die one day. Like, it's just gonna turn off and never turn on again. And you're gonna be like, shit, now I have to do
I honestly have
it.
thought that that's happened at least once before. Like where my phone where something happens and my phone stops working and then I'm like, that's it. That's the moment it's dead. And then it turns back on. I'm like, oh, thank God.
No.
That's mental. That's mental.
Anyways, we were speaking about the songs you wish you. No, what? How was it again? If you could steal one song from another band, claim it as your own, what would it be?
Oh, dude, I'm stealing mayonnaise by Smashing Pumpkins.
That's a good one.
That's like my favorite song ever.
Really?
A good song.
Yeah, Smashing Pumpkins is my favorite band ever.
Man,
Billy Corgan doesn't deserve that band and or that song. He's kind of crazy, but he's my favorite.
that's
Weird guy.
he's peculiar.
Dude, I like seeing him at like I had to unfollow him on Instagram because he's like out there. Like some of the stuff he posts and says, I'm just like, all right, dude, I can't. I'm just gonna pretend like you don't exist now.
I'm just gonna pretend I wrote mayonnaise, okay?
Yeah, straight up.
He's a wild one. Vicky, you taking us out here with the outro questions?
All right, because Ben did answer while you were gone. So you're never gonna know which one it was.
Oh man, now I'm gonna text him on Saturday. Like, what was that?
Tell him, please.
I mean, I don't think this will be a surprise to you, Lemus, but I said Quiet Things by Branio.
Yeah, I'm
that
not
song's
surprised.
just too good.
Not surprised by that one.
Okay. So, is there any goal milestone you want to accomplish? And then just briefly go through what's new for the band coming up this year. Just anything you're allowed to disclose. Of course, you already mentioned there's going to be working on an LP.
Dude, milestones. I want to go to Europe and Japan. That's like something that's like a goal for sure. Is I want to go to more places. And I want to play Sound and Fury. I don't know when that'll happen, but that'd be a cool one because it's like local to us. I've been going for, I mean, almost every year for like the last like 8 years, if not more. So that's a big one for me, milestone wise.
What about yourself, Ben? Any sort of goals or milestones you want to accomplish with the band
Dude,
before?
honestly, Lemus kind of took it out of my mouth. He took the words out of my mouth. I was gonna say, Japan for sure. Every time bands I see, they go to Japan and it looks like they're just having a blast, and everybody says it's just an awesome experience. And then yeah, Sound and Fury. I mean, like Lemus, I've been going there. Since I was like 18, and that's always been like the coolest hardcore fest for me, out of all of them. That'd be a ton of fun. Yeah, I mean, I'd also love to play like not just Japan, but like the rest of like Southeast Asia. Would be really, really cool. I've heard that like the scenes in like Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, like they're really receptive to pop punk and hardcore stuff. So, and different clips I've seen from people like around the world, it looks like the scenes are great, and the kids go off, and I'd love to be a part of it.
Yeah, no one's got anything bad to say about the entire region over there. Like, I hear everything's popping off the same way you were just saying.
Yeah, it's kind of insane. Definitely not like a region of the world that you would think would be like really amped on like fast guitar music, but yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's I'm always seeing a bunch of like straight edge bands come out of that area. Like youth crew type stuff, which I love personally, and I mean, yeah.
Nice,
Like,
nice.
get stateside over there. It'd be so sick.
You heard them, Japan in general, get stateside over there. So you guys got any last shout outs, plugs, causes, anything you'd want to speak on before we wrap it up, and then we'd play an outro track on the podcast. Like anything coming up you want to plug besides, the tour and all that.
I guess I'll just plug in that again that yeah, we're recording an LP right now. I'm super excited for that to be out and for people to check it out. So keep your eyes out for that. Check out a couple of our friends that just come out with new music, like About Face from Orange, or not Orange County, but from Southern California. New Straight Edge demo. Super dope band. Our friends in Firestarter have an EP coming out. I mean, dude, there's so much music happening right now in Long Beach, California, in Anaheim, LA area. Follow Quarantine Productions on Instagram to get news on some good shows. I'll plug that in.
Good plugs, good plugs. What about yourself, Ben?
I'd also like to shout out some other kind of pop punk bands from the area. Our friends in Stalemate and Nervous Kids. Check them out on Instagram. They're kind of both slowly releasing new songs. I think Nervous Kids just recorded a new song. Just recently, that's going to be coming out soon. But yeah, I mean, that's th those bands rock, and keep an eye out for them.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm absolutely hyped. Again, guys, congrats on, getting signed to Pure Noise. They're an amazing label. You've been playing with some crazy band names. Your career growth is just so rapid. It's nutty. I hope you guys accomplish everything you're planning to do, and I cannot wait to hear this new album. I'm super grateful that you guys took your time to come chat with us today. I really appreciate that.
Yo, thank you for having us, straight up. I really appreciate the opportunity just to hang out and talk. This is awesome.
Hell
Come
yeah.
to Italy. Please hit us up if you ever want to play Italy.
Oh yeah,
Dude,
Vicky's the
I
representative
want
there.
to. I would
Yeah,
love to go to
that'd be
Italy,
awesome. That'd
actually.
be a ton of fun.
I think that's why Vicky does this, just so she can tell bands she likes to come play Italy. I think that's your goal here, isn't it? That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Because
Yeah, I
if I
know.
don't, then nobody ever shows up sometimes.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
stick to your guns for real. Like, they come every 6 months. They don't give a fuck. They're always here.
That's dope.
I want that energy for everybody else, too.
No one's ever said Italy's a bad time either.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know any band who's been like, ah, don't go there. It wasn't worth it. You know what I mean? Like,
Dude, I'm sure it has to be a blast. I want to go there.
yeah,
yeah.
same. I would love to. I think, I think that'd be a lot of fun. I've seen, I think, Lemus, correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe Seed of Pain was over there, like
Yeah.
within the last year.
I
And it
think
looked
too.
like they had a great time.
I was there. I went. It was
Oh, hell
nice.
yeah. That's dope.
That's awesome.
True.
But yeah, like Lemus said, thank you so much for having us on this podcast. This was a ton of fun.